As Hashem tells Avram to leave the home of where he's from, his birthplace, his father's house, v'eschol goy gadol, I'm going to make you into a great nation, he tells Avram, v'avarchak, and I will bless you, v'agadlashimach, I'll make your name great, v'heyeh bracha, and you will be a blessing. A number of fascinating insights and comments Rav Hirsch makes on this pasuk. Number one, he points out that Chazal already highlight the language of v'eschol goy gadol, I'll make you into a great nation. Making you into a great nation is a different language than saying you will become a great nation. To say you will become a great nation means organically, a kind of thing that happens. Nations become great. They grow, they develop, they have resources. It's a natural process in which certain nations are born and they become great nations. To say I will make you into a great nation says I have to do this. There is going to be nothing natural about this. From your creation, having birthed your first child when you're going to be 100 and your wife is 90, throughout all of world history, there is not going to be a single thing natural about the growth of the Jewish people, where some historian would look at it, a sociologist, and say, oh yeah, of course, it makes sense that a nation persecuted like this should become strong and powerful. Of course it makes sense. A nation like this, with one hand tied behind their back, should have leading scientists and mathematicians and be industrialized in the way that they've done in Eretz Yisrael with agriculture. Of course it makes sense. No, no, no. I will make you into a great nation, and it will be obvious to anyone looking, this is not an organic process, but has been done specifically through the hand of Hashem. Rav Hirsch also points out that as Hashem tells Avram, you will become this great nation. Normally, nations are formed around a piece of land. They share a common home, and the nation is developed. That's how all nations arrive. That's where they're from. The values they get, the place where they're from, the common history that they have. And we have a nation not formed around a piece of land, but instead formed around an idea, formed around a person of Avraham and his descendants who all adhere to the same belief, the same religious belief is what forms a nation. We're given a piece of land. Hashem promises Avraham a piece of land, but that's not what binds us together. As history has shown us, without the land of Israel, 2,000 years of exile, we're still a people. What binds us as a people without a land? It's the idea that we're all the children of Elokei Avraham. We have, as we start every Shemona Esrei, it's the God of Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov that we're connected to, and without the land, but it's a value and that guides us through all of history. This idea of becoming bound by a certain concept or an idea then applies, he says, in the last phrase in the pasuk of the Heyei Bracha, you'll be a blessing. First points out, most nations of the world, they strive to be blessed. They want to have good things. They want to have resources. They want to have wealth. They want to have power. They want to be blessed. We don't want to be blessed. We want to be a blessing. That is a totally different objective that the Jew has in the world, not to be blessed, to be the source of blessing. In his language, that the Jew will dedicate themselves with all their devotion to the purpose of bringing happiness to the world and to mankind, to be models, to reestablish man to his original pure calling of Adam Arishon, to bring fresh activity of life to the awakening education of Hashem's name in the world. That's to be a blessing. We don't wake up in the morning as Jews, as other nations in the world, and how can I make more money? How can I become more well-known? How can I have more power? How can I be more a source of blessing in the world is an entirely different objective that the children of Avram have as Hashem blesses us, v'heyei bracha. Rav Hirsch points out one last very interesting point. Nations, even civilized nations that hold individuals to certain standards in regards to behavior, thievery, murder, not tolerated in a society. We'll put you in jail, we'll prosecute you, but when a nation does the same thing, then suddenly he writes, so often that's okay. The nation went to war, killed tens of thousands of its enemies. That's okay. Stole land, so to speak, by conquering it. That's okay. If a nation does it, things are okay that an individual will never get away with, even from that one nation. But nations are allowed to go to war. Nations are allowed to conquer territories. That's somehow acceptable, even in societies that would not tolerate that to an individual. Rav Hirsch writes, V'heyei bracha, the nation, Klal Yisrael, on an individual level, on a national level, has to always be guided by one directive in V'chukosai Teilech. If you follow my laws, if you follow my rules, you will receive all the blessings in the world. There is no need for anything beyond that. And that's the promise and the blessing that Hashem gives to Avram, here in the beginning of the parsha, which we have to follow out throughout all of history. Just a quick synopsis of many of his comments. We'll do many more, Mirtz Hashem, as we go through the parsha.